It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening. This part of today's program will be covering topics of an adult and sensitive nature. Listener discretion is advised. In December of 2011, a targeted regulation of abortion providers' law was passed in Pennsylvania. It mandates that abortion providers comply with the state's ambulatory surgical facility code, which requires major facility renovations and increases the staffing cost for abortion providers like Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, a bill that passed the House on Tuesday of this week would prohibit women with insurance coverage obtained through the exchanges being created under the Affordable Care Act from obtaining an abortion in most situations. It all adds up to reduced access to services for women and increased cost for providers. I'm joined now in studio by Kim Evert, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania. Kim Evert, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And if you have a comment or question for our guest, call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. You can email us at ESSPGH@WESA.FM, and you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Kim Evert, some have characterized these recent moves as the legislature managing women's reproductive health care from Harrisburg. How do you see it?
Well, we are seeing a whole new level of extremism in the states with trying to regulate reproductive health care services, and this is abortion services, birth control, and just basic health care. Our politicians are definitely involved in our health care now at a level that I think is unprecedented, more than we've seen in the past. Bills have been introduced in 42 states that attempt to restrict access to birth control, abortion, or even sexuality education. And just this year alone, there have been 300 pieces of legislation introduced to restrict reproductive rights.
Now, from the legislators' standpoint, they have called the targeted regulation of abortion providers, or TRAP laws, a public safety measure. What's your take on it?
There is a big difference between a political measure and a healthcare measure. We have no problem with regulations that help improve healthcare, but these particular regulations that have been passed in Pennsylvania weren't for that intent. Pennsylvania already had a very low infection rate and very safe procedures in place for abortions. These regulations were more about restricting access and putting barriers to care for women as opposed to improving safety. In fact, 10 months before this regulation was passed, the governor had already implemented new inspection rules, new processes for people to make complaints or to express concerns, and a lot of new regulations on providers. The regulations that were passed were merely things to make the facilities more burdensome for providers and to increase staffing costs.
So you're receiving more inspections and that kind of thing as a result of these regulations?
Yeah, we really don't have problems with inspections. The health department is welcome to inspect us anytime. The challenge is those inspections need to be about health care and medical care. They should not be politically motivated. And things like the size of your exam room for a facility like us has nothing to do with the care being delivered.
So you're saying that they're politically motivated. What would you say, or have you been able to identify what the long-term goal of the legislators is?
Well, when you look at what's happening across the country, there are numerous pieces of legislation. Some of them, like you see in North Dakota, the newest one, which actually bans most abortions after 6 weeks, those kind of regulations are a direct attack on Roe v. Wade and a challenge in the
right.
future.
They're trying to create a challenge to the Supreme
right.
Court. Is that what's happening here?
Well, I think other pieces of legislation, like you see here in Pennsylvania and what's happened in other states like Virginia, these ASF regulations, mandatory ultrasound regulations, throw up barriers to care. They want to make it more difficult for women to receive care, and they want it to be more expensive so that it's harder to be able to pay for it, and it's harder for providers to deliver the service. And in many instances, it's more difficult for physicians to be those providers.
And when you say care, you're referring specifically to what?
reproductive health care, which could be abortion services or it could be birth control services. We have here in Pennsylvania new legislation that was recently introduced, not sure if it will go anywhere, but introduced that affects birth control. Measures that say that any insurance company that offers contraception must also have a plan that they're offering without contraception. Another bill says that if they offer, if an employer offers health insurance, they can only provide contraceptive coverage if the employee specifically asks for it. This is the kind of legislation that is coming out of our Pennsylvania House, clearly throwing barriers to women having access not only to abortion services but also to birth control.
Our guest, Kim Everett, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania. If you have a comment or question for her, would like to join the conversation, share your opinion, or if you have a question, 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. You can email us at essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh. Follow the conversation at #EPLive. Kim is here for just this one segment, so if you have a comment you want to make, it's important that you get on that immediately. There are plenty of people, Kim, plenty of abortion opponents who say that if this is dramatically reducing the number of abortion providers, and by this I'm talking about all of this recent legislation, if this is dramatically reducing the number of abortion providers in Pennsylvania and the number of abortions in the state goes down, why is that such a bad thing?
Well, I think that what people need to understand is women who want to seek an abortion will seek an abortion. What we need to do is make sure that that procedure is safe, legal, and accessible. And so they will find a way to have an abortion, even if there isn't one that they can afford to have or in their community. And so that's the real threat here. Abortion is a safe, legal procedure, and we need to be sure that it continues to be accessible for women for their own safety.
Is there perhaps an irony to the idea that if you limit access to birth control, you might, in fact, get the opposite result of what you want if, in fact, you're trying to lessen the amount of abortions in the state?
Well, Planned Parenthood provides about 95% of its services to women who seek birth control. The best way
95%.
To 95% of what we do is birth control services. And our message is if you want to prevent abortion, you need to make birth control more accessible. It needs to be available to everyone who needs it. It needs to be affordable. And so we would encourage people who are opposed to abortion to really fight to have better access, better funding, more available birth control methods, because there are some very highly effective methods out there that really do work quite well to prevent unintended pregnancy. And so that's really, yes, the irony and the frustration that the same people who are fighting abortion are frequently fighting access to birth control as well.
Roe v. Wade, that decision turned 40 this year. And you mentioned the nationwide trend. We're seeing states create laws that essentially either directly or indirectly are challenging that Supreme Court decision. Is there a conversation that needs to be had here that maybe we're not having? Does this need to be reopened or revisited in some way that we can perhaps see a reconciliation of differences from people coming at this from two different sides?
The polling that we have done shows that the majority of people believe that abortion is a personal, private decision. It may not be a decision that they choose, but they believe that women should make that decision for themselves. I think we have a difference between who is in public office, who has been elected, and some of the extreme views that are being proposed, not necessarily matching up with what the majority of Americans want. And so we need to work to make sure we get people in office who represent the views of the majority of people and protect access and believe that women have the right to make these decisions themselves.
So you're saying that the constitutional laws that are in place are what women in the United States of America want, the majority of women?
Our polling has shown that the majority of women believe that that decision, particularly around abortion and definitely around birth control, needs to be their own personal and private decision, not a politician's.
What is happening in other parts of the world, say, for example, in Europe? What are the laws in most European countries? How do they handle the abortion issue?
The abortion laws vary in Europe. What is very different is the attitude and the access to birth control. And that's what you see, a much greater availability of birth control, a better attitude about making sure that it's available and that women have access to it, so that there's a much lower abortion rate in those countries because there's a lower unintended pregnancy rate. And again, that gets back to the same message that we need to make birth control more accessible and more available if we want to bring down the rate of abortion in this country.
412-246-2002, the number to call if you'd like to get in on the conversation with our guest, Kim Everett, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania. Let's go to the phones. We have Martha in Pittsburgh who'd like to join our conversation. Martha, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm wondering how I can help, because I was one of those young adults with no health insurance and no money, and it was actually Planned Parenthood that did all my OBGYN stuff, and it had nothing to do with abortion. It had to do with simply being healthy. And it was all at 0% because I had nothing. And I'd like to know how I can help.
Martha, we are always looking for people who want to get involved with the organization. We have a volunteer program. You can call our office to get involved. We also have a website, and there's an opportunity there to email us to get involved. We also have an action network where you can become an advocate, and that helps you send messages to politicians and get engaged on the political side. So we would love to have you involved. Our phone number is 412-434-8957, and you can ask for the volunteer department.
Martha, thank you for the call. Martha seemed to be alluding to a misconception about the kind of services that she was able to get. What would you and the folks at Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania like people to understand regarding the current situation and the services that are provided?
Well, as I said before, 95% of the services we provide are for basic gynecological care. We provide birth control services, testing and treatment for sexually transmitted diseases, cancer screening services. And what's unique about our services, we have a sliding fee scale and a number of different payment programs or types of programs like Medicaid. We have a Medicaid waiver program, so it's affordable to everyone. And no one's turned away because they can't afford care. So if you don't have insurance or you can't use your insurance for some reason, we can help you.
How has the Dr. Gosnell trial affected your work?
Well, first let me say Dr. Gosnell is a criminal, and he deserves to be punished because he was not running a healthcare facility. He was running a criminal establishment.
And we're referring to an abortion doctor in Philadelphia who was up on charges, on murder charges.
Right. And he was not following, there's been an Abortion Control Act in place since 1992, and he was not following the regulations then. But I think some of what we've seen in the last year or two has been a result of, you know, politicians feeling like this was an opportunity to regulate abortion providers even more.
When you characterize the efforts in Harrisburg as strictly political, I mean, is there some part of what is going on that is not political, that is simply, for example, there are probably plenty of legislators who are behind, whether you agree or not, with what they're proposing, who are saying, who are basing their efforts on religious beliefs, on what they feel is a moral obligation that they have to change the laws that are out there?
I think people need to respect other people's right to make their own decision. Your politician should not make decisions about your health care, about your reproductive life. They can make decisions about their own reproductive health care and reproductive life. But no, I don't agree. I don't think it's a political decision. I think it's a medical decision. And I think women need to make those decisions themselves. I don't agree that abortion should be regulated and those decisions made by politicians.
Have you had conversations with some of the legislators? And if so, how would you characterize the nature of those conversations?
I think that the politicians who generally support access to reproductive health care agree that women should make those decisions. The ones that don't usually do talk about their own religious beliefs and their own ideology and feeling like they have to basically protect women from themselves.
412-246-2002. Let's go to Erica in Beachview. Erica, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thank you. Hi, yeah, my comment/question is does it not stand to reason that as we move toward socialized medicine, that there will be a push for more political involvement in our healthcare system?
Well, I don't know that we can say for sure that there is a push toward more socialized medicine. Certainly there's a push toward more affordable medicine, and people would argue about exactly how to do that. What about what Erica is saying from Beachview, Kim?
Well, I think there's a push for better access to medical care. I don't think anybody is saying nor politicians should be able to make medical decisions. And if you look at other areas of medicine, you don't want your politician deciding if you're going to have knee surgery or if you're going to have heart surgery. Reproductive health care seems to be the only way that they're interfering. And the fact that we're saying there needs to be better access does not give them license to make medical decisions for us.
But the point that Erica seems to be making here, though, is that she's saying that as we get things like the Affordable Care Act, as we get more health care legislation, politicians, for better or worse, are going to be having an increasing say in all of our health care decisions. So therefore, wouldn't it stand to reason, by her logic, that politicians, because of this, would be getting more involved in how women are making decisions about their health care?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see Medicaid is a program that the government has funded for years. Medicare, definitely. And that has not given politicians license to make decisions as to whether, you know, an elderly person has surgery or not. And I don't see the Affordable Care Act any different. That is just making sure that more people have access to health care in the same way that Medicare has done, and for some people, Medicaid. And so I would say no.
Kim Everett is the CEO of Planned Parenthood in Western Pennsylvania. Kim, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Coming up, we'll learn how two local women are helping girls in sub-Saharan Africa live safer and healthier lives when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.